Very pleased now to be joined by Karen McCarthy, the Managing Director for Inspire Group of Companies here at the Windspeaker Radio Network. Karen, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to come and speak with us. And you're here to talk about the Indigenous Child Welfare Conference coming up next week.
Yes, thank you.
Can you just maybe walk us through what the conference is and is all about?
The Indigenous Child Welfare Conference is about educating and bringing people together who work in the child and family services industry. So we'll be having a wide range of delegates attend, from leadership, chief and council, government, frontline workers, directors, psychologists, like you name it. The people who are attending the event all have a stake, a professional stake in the CFS. And the delegates as well, they're coming there to really engage and network and learn about what other regions across Canada are doing.
Why is this event something that needs to take place, Karen?
This event is really important because there's been so many changes in the child and family services industry across Canada, and the introduction of Bill C-92, as well as the CHRT ruling that occurred, has really impacted where the child and family services is going. So a lot of First Nations have been doing their own laws and developing their own laws, but they also don't really know what other communities or what other nations across Canada are doing. And so this event is really bringing people together. It's showcasing what other nations are doing, developing their own laws, what other nations are doing, working with the governments in where they're in the provinces they're from. And that's where the whole theme of coordination agreements stems from, is that negotiation with the province. And so as a result of these acts that have been implemented across Canada through the federal government, nations are still trying to figure out what they're doing. Some have been quite successful. Some are just starting. Some are in the middle of their planning and their development of laws. But there's also just a real lack of knowing where things are going, because things are still evolving and things are changing. So for example, the long-term reform agreement that was brought forward by the AFN and the federal government was not voted in favor of that long-term agreement. So that is impacting nations across Canada today. So this information that's out there is so new, like this information is changing, and even Jordan's principle. So this whole Jordan's principle area is changing almost like monthly, because there's court cases still that are coming out. There's people that are filing judicial reviews on decisions that the government is making based on their application. So it's really affecting families. It's affecting people and families with disability, with kids with disabilities. So it's not just at the high government level that the changes are unknown or where they're going in the future, but it really is impacting our families and our youth.
Well, you mentioned all of the experts and people that really know what they're talking about are going to be at this conference. But when it comes to, say, the everyday person that might not know as much about the CFS system, Jordan's principle, how can this conference really benefit them along with all the information? What can they take away from this conference?
Well, the themes that we have brought in this year are themes of Jordan's principle, band designate, like the role of what a band designate does, the C-92, that's the law that allows First Nations to develop their own governance around CFS, and as well as the coordination agreements. So there's people who are working in the industry that still don't 100% understand what these areas, these topics are really about or what they do. For example, I had a call here 2 weeks ago, a lady registered from BC, and she called me and told me to cancel her registration because she wasn't allowed to attend, because her boss said that Bill C-92 only applies to Alberta region. And I said, no, that's not true. It's a bill. When a bill is passed in Canada, it affects everybody, like all across the country. But there's still people that don't really understand the full implications of, you know, these changes that are happening in CFS. So, and that's a perfect example of why I brought this event forward and why I chose the themes, because as a consultant working with First Nation communities and organizations and First Nations, I see the lack of understanding, you know, a lack of capacity development or leadership or directors really getting the time to understand what these acts and these bills that are passed, what they mean, because a lot of times they're so engrossed in their day-to-day band governance. And a lot of times they don't have time to really understand. So these events, they come together and there's people that are working in the industry that can properly explain, and they can ask questions and they can network and they can meet people like lawyers or other government workers. So it really is about bringing people together and getting the information out there that's the correct information.
Well, and if somebody wants to get involved, or say an organization maybe wants to register for this conference, is it too late to do that? How can they do that?
It is almost too late to register. We're pretty well coming to the end of our capacity, but they can register online at icwc.ca.
Perfect. Well, this conference, I'm sure, is going to be a wonderful success and one that is very much needed. So, Karen, thank you so much for spreading a little bit of information about this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.